formula is on the way. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Abbott reopens its baby formula plant in Sturgis, Michigan, as Americans continue to struggle with a shortage of formula. Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble.
The reopening of this plant is a step in the right direction, but it's not a quick fix to the baby formula shortage. Abbott will start making Elicare formula today and says some of that will be available to customers as early as June 20th. That specialty brand was not part of the voluntary recall in mid-February. The company hasn't told us when it'll start making the two brands that were recalled, but once it does, Abbott says it could take up to 2 months before the product hits store shelves.
HHS is investigating the FDA concerning whether or not the agency followed protocol when inspecting Abbott before its shutdown and during the recall process. President Biden is urging Congress to work with him on gun laws after recent shootings.
In his primetime address Thursday, Biden spoke about the so-called assault weapons ban in 1994 he helped pass as a senator. Biden claims in the 10 years it was law, mass shootings were down. But fact checkers were quick to point out the claim is dubious. A 2004 study by the University of Pennsylvania, funded by the Department of Justice, found the following about the ban, quote, "Should it be renewed, the ban's effects on gun violence are likely to be small at best, and perhaps too small for reliable measurement."
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. A few tense moments at the beach for the president and first lady after a small airplane entered restricted space. President and Jill Biden were evacuated briefly from their Rehoboth beach home in Delaware. The Secret Service saying the plane was escorted immediately from the restricted airspace after mistakenly entering a secured area. Apparently, the pilot was not on the proper radio channel and not following published flight guidance. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Naval exercises return to the agenda for the U.S. and a key ally in the Pacific.
The U.S. and South Korea getting together for their first joint naval exercises involving an aircraft carrier since 2017. The carrier Ronald Reagan taking part in those drills during an exercise in the Philippine Sea in international waters off the Japanese island of Okinawa. This coming weeks after President Biden and South Korea's president vowed to upgrade defense exercises and discuss ways for Washington to protect its ally. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Three Chinese astronauts are heading to space.
The three-person crew of the Shenzhou 4 team will spend 6 months on the country's space station, adding two lab modules to the main living space. The Tiangong space station launched in 2021 after China was excluded from the International Space Station because its space program is controlled by China's ruling Communist Party. The program launched its first astronaut into orbit in 2003. It has landed robot rovers on the moon and placed one on Mars last year. China has also returned lunar samples and has discussed a possible manned mission to the moon. The spaceship set to take off from the Gobi Desert Sunday morning. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
It's day three of the Platinum Jubilee, celebrating 70 years on the throne for Queen Elizabeth II.
One of the main events today, which is the Derby. She will not be attending that with the rest of the royal family. So far this weekend, we've seen the Trooping of Color military parade, a flyover, a beacon lighting ceremony, and a church service. There's also a pageant tomorrow and a concert tonight with performers who are just as excited. A lot of the streets here are closed for street parties. Stores and streets are decorated.
Fox's Alex Hogan reporting from London. The Queen has worked with 14 prime ministers and met with 13 of the last 14 U.S. presidents. I'm Ann Carrick. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.